Well, good morning. It's Dr. Brian McKay, not just a chiropractor, Stanford, Darien, Norwalk, New Canaan. You know, I think I'm done apologizing for the lousy name, so I have to forgive me on that one. All right. What I want to go over is, it's a real big topic I'm fascinated with, is basically dementia, okay? Now, dementia is now one of the third leading cause of death to, you know, cancer and heart attacks. So it's becoming something that you should be aware of. But it's also, too, is when you do become aware of your victim of dementia, that it's often too late to really do anything. And that's one of the things, like, people will say, or your doctor will say, oh, this is just getting old, forgetful, this is normal. It doesn't have to be that way, okay? And I guess there's going to be several parts to this particular podcast. And today I want to go over just some simple little things that you can do to become more informed. Okay. What I want to go over is, first of all, most of us have heard of the 23andMe tests. 23andMe is a genetic testing service. You do a cheek swab. They send you back a whole lot of information. But one of the pieces of information that you will get by doing 23andMe is you will learn about if you have the gene, APOE, Apple, Peter, Oscar, Eddie, APOE. It stands for apolipoprotein. And it's a gene that provides instructions for making a protein that plays a crucial in the body's role in metabolism of fats. So it has several variants. You know, the most common is APO2, APO3, APO4. Now, what does that mean for you? Well, let's start with the people who have the APO4 gene have an increased risk for dementia of Alzheimer's or Alzheimer's. Now, just understand, Alzheimer's is a type of dementia, just as is Parkinson's. So we just to stick with the role of dementia instead of breaking down the other two, because again, I'm going to be doing a couple more podcasts on this that should be, you know, brief and informative. I try to keep these things to about 10 minutes because, quite honestly, nobody wants to listen to me speak that long. But anyhow, hopefully you get some valuable information. So 23andMe, here's how you do it. You start out with 23andMe, get the test done. It's reasonable. You can do a much more expensive test, but for argument's sake, let's just do that one, okay? 23andMe, you get the results back. So what you're looking for here is if you have the APO genes, okay, which you should. Now, the APO2, now, here's the thing is, you're going to get one set of genes from your mother, one set of genes from your father. So those two things come together. So you kind of score them. Like, if you have APO2 and both your parents were APO2, chances are you're going to be APO22, okay? So that's the thing is. And APO2 is considered to pretty much have protective effect against certain health conditions. And it has been associated with a lower risk of developing Alzheimer's as well as cardiovascular disease. So you look at the two things and you say to yourself, okay, let's see if I'm at risk. Well, if you take this test and you APO2 and a 2-2, and also you may be a 2-3, but I'll go into that in a little bit more detail. So just you're looking to see if you have the gene. Now, APO3 is probably the most common one, and it's neutral or an average type of variant as far as the apolipoproteins, you know, the genetics part of it. So it's not strongly associated with increased risk of, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's, or cardiovascular disease. And typically if you have a 3-3, you know, you pretty much consider to have an average risk for this. So you might still get it, but you might not get it as well. So it's kind of more up in the air. So, you know, a lot of you really should understand that most of the stuff with dementia, except for the real strong, you know, when I'm going to get to the strongest variant, is that you are subject to standard American diet. We don't exercise enough. We sit down. It's too much stress. There's not enough. You know, the diet is the killer. And I'll explain a little bit later on. But let's get to the real important type of the APOEs, the APOE4. And the APOE4 is associated with increased risk of developing certain type of health conditions. So if you're carrying one of the APO4s, you have an elevated risk. And if you have two copies of the, you know, one from your mother, one from your father, you're going to have a much higher risk. So if you're a 4-4, you really need to stop and figure something out now. I don't know if you're familiar with the actor Chris Hemsworth, but Chris Hemsworth tested, he's a very famous actor. I think he's New Zealand or Australian. Well, he did the testing because his grandfather had it and Alzheimer's. And what he came up with it, he's got the gene. And he did a whole study, a whole show on National Geographic about how he's, you know, learning to live with it, learning to live with the fact that he has to look at his life a little bit differently. And also behave a little bit differently. I mean, you know, can your diet be better? Everybody's diet could be better. Can you decrease your alcohol intake? Yes. Can you exercise more? Can you get better rest? So going back, the APOE4 is the one that is the one you really got to be careful for. If you have it, then there's a good chance you're going to have some kind of issue, either cardiovascular, dementia, or Alzheimer's. The thing, too, is nothing you can do. You will pass it on to your children. So one of the ways, the as far as the cardiovascular part, is associated with increased risk when you have the APOE4, but it kind of influences the lipid metabolism. That's the fat. Lipids are fats, and they could promote arteriosclerosis, which hardens the arteries, blocks the arteries, you know, at times. So, and I would have to say, too, is just taking cholesterol medication is probably not enough. There's too many factors going against you if you have the APOE4, you know, gene, and especially have the APOE4 and 4 from both your mother and your father. So it's just something to think about. You may want to just start thinking of health a little bit differently if you have it. That's probably the single thing I would want you to take away, is that, you know, if you have, just go get the 23andMe test. It's very simple. You'll know if you have it. And if you do have it, and if you have any questions, give me a call. My number is 203-656-3636. 203-656-3636. Hey, I'm Dr. Brian McKay, Core Health and Darien. I hope you got some valuable information. All right. Take it easy. Have a great day.